Washington, this is VOA News. European probe lands on comet but fails to anchor down. Ebola death toll climbs. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. A European Space Agency probe made a historic landing on a comet, but its status remains uncertain after harpoons failed to anchor it to the surface. ESA officials say the lander, known as Philae, touched down on schedule Wednesday after a seven-hour descent from its orbiting mothership, Rosetta. But during the free fall to the comet's surface, harpoons designed to anchor the probe failed to deploy. The touchdown on Comet 67P is the first in space history and a proud moment for European Space Agency Director General Jean-Jacques Dordain.
This is a big step for human civilization. And because this is science, scientists, knowledge, and that this is certainly terrestrial intelligence.
The landing is a climax of a 10-year, 6-billion-kilometer journey from Earth. Scientists hope to gain insights into the history of the solar system and the origins of life on Earth. The World Health Organization says the number of people who've died of the Ebola virus is now more than 5,000. The WHO report says the actual death toll is likely far higher, as many people are reluctant to seek treatment for the virus. The U.S. military says it's conducted 16 airstrikes in Syria since Monday, most around the heavily contested town of Kobani near the Turkish border. The U.S. military also says seven other airstrikes have been carried out on Islamic State units in oil-producing regions in northern Iraq since Monday, including two in the city of Kirkuk. This is VOA News. President Obama is in Myanmar, also known as Burma, where regional leaders have opened the annual summit meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. President Obama is expected to hold talks this week with President Thein Sein and opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Earlier, President Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping reached agreement in Beijing on climate change, a measure to combat it. VOA's Bill Ide has details.
At a joint news conference following high-level talks in Beijing, Washington announced plans to cut greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% by 2025. That goal, if reached, would bring U.S. emissions to levels below those in 2005. China did not commit to cut emissions, but for the first time, Beijing set a goal for its emissions to peak by 2030. President Barack Obama says it is an ambitious but achievable goal for the world's two biggest emitters of greenhouse gases. Bill Ide, Beijing.
The United Nations says opium production in Afghanistan will hit a new high this year. A new report by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime says the country's opium harvest jumped 17% from last year to about 6,400 tons. Analysts say Afghanistan produces more than 80% of the world's illicit opium, and profits from the illegal trade help fund the Taliban insurgency. The four-year-long war crimes trial of former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba is wrapping up in The Hague. Lisa Bryant has details.
Closing statements continue through Thursday in the trial of 52-year-old Jean-Pierre Bemba, a former vice president and warlord from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He faces five counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity for atrocities committed by his private MLC army in the neighboring Central African Republic. The alleged acts took place between October 2002 and March 2003. They include murder, rape, and pillaging, as Bemba's rebels helped put down a coup against the CAR's former president, Ange-Félix Patasse. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
NATO says it's observed fresh columns of Russian tanks, artillery, and combat troops entering eastern Ukraine in the past few days. Russia denies the allegations. Russia says it is sharply extending the range of its bomber flights from the Arctic Ocean to the Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico. A new show of military force, even as Moscow continues to spar with the West over its intervention in Ukraine. Israeli authorities have approved 200 new homes in a Jewish area of East Jerusalem, a move sure to anger Palestinians as tensions between both sides continue to grow. There's been no immediate comment from Palestinian officials. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.